get the news in detail from Brian Jennings.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook, is expected to start laying off staff this morning. So far, it's not clear if any employees in Ireland will be among those to be let go. Meta directly employs 3,000 people in Ireland, with an additional 6,000 people supporting its operations here. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
According to the Wall Street Journal, an internal announcement of Meta's layoff plans is expected at around 11 o'clock Irish time this morning. It's not yet known how the cuts will impact the company's Irish workforce. Meta directly employs around 3,000 people here, with an additional 6,000 people supporting its Irish operations. Meta Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg was said to be downcast at a meeting of executives last night and told them he was accountable for the company's missteps that had led to overstaffing. The Taoiseach de Leo Varadkar told RTE's Primetime last night that he's not unduly concerned about the prospect of layoffs in the tech sector and that while he didn't want to downplay the seriousness of anyone losing their job, he believes Ireland has a very well diversified economy.
In the United States, incomplete results in congressional elections suggest Republicans will take control of the House of Representatives. There are close races in several states, and it's not yet known whether the Republicans or the Democrats will hold the balance of power in the Senate. It could be several days before a clear picture emerges. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
In the most hard-fought Senate race, Democrat John Fetterman claimed victory over Republican Mehmet Oz by a margin of 1.3%. In Georgia, the Senate race is too close to call, with Democrat Raphael Warnock leading Republican Herschel Walker by just half a percentage point. This race may go to a runoff election next month. Republican J.D. Vance won the Senate seat in Ohio. In Arizona, with just over half the votes counted, Democrat Mark Kelly is leading Blake Masters by about 9 percentage points. The Democrats may also hold Nevada, their most vulnerable seat. Network TV projections show the Republicans leading the Democrats in the House of Representatives. Among Democrat losers, Elaine Luria of Virginia, a member of the January 6th committee. In the governor's races, Democrat Kathy Hochul became the first woman to be elected governor of New York. Republican Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the governor of Arkansas, and the Democrat Gretchen Whitmer won in Wisconsin. In Arizona, Republican Carrie Lake trails Democrat Katie Hobbs by 10 percentage points.
Social housing will be used for shared accommodation for young people at risk of homelessness under a new government strategy to tackle the issue. 17% of people accessing emergency accommodation were aged between 18 and 24, according to the latest monthly report on homelessness. Today, the government will announce a national youth homeless strategy, the first in two decades. A study has found that wages are going up at more than three times their pre-pandemic rate across euro area countries. However, the study published by the central bank also found that wages may have levelled off in some countries, as employers face an increasingly uncertain economic outlook. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
In October, the annual rate of wage growth in Ireland was 4.7%. Across the euro area generally, it was 5.2%. This is based on data contained in millions of adverts across 7,000 job categories on the online jobs website Indeed and published in an economic letter by the central bank. This is over three times the rate of wage increases in 2019, which was 1.5%. The study also finds that over 60% of job categories have seen increases in nominal wages of 3% and above. The study says there are early signs that wage growth rates may have begun to level off and even fall in some economies. This coincides with a decline in the number of job adverts, which the report puts down to an increasingly uncertain and deteriorating economic outlook. Indeed plans to publish this data on a monthly basis.
The Northern Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris will today outline the next steps in his attempt to restore power sharing at Stormont today. He's making a statement on his plan in the House of Commons. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley.
For months he'd insisted he'd call an immediate Assembly election if power sharing wasn't restored by the end of October. December the 15th had been heavily trailed as a potential polling day. Then last week, the Northern Secretary, Chris Heaton-Harris, U-turned and said there'd be no pre-Christmas election. There was speculation that he'd been overruled by Number 10 and told to cancel the plan. At the heart of this political impasse is the Northern Ireland Protocol. The DUP is refusing to re-enter power sharing until the post-Brexit rules governing trade between Britain and Northern Ireland are sorted out to their satisfaction. As the legislation stands, Chris Heaton-Harris has to call an election by mid-January at the latest. People will be watching to see whether he changes the law to extend the time frame or opts to cancel the election altogether. Conor McCauley, RTE News, Belfast.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
There'll be sunny spells and scattered showers this morning. It'll become cloudier in the west during the afternoon, when there'll be patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Highest temperatures will range from 11 to 14 degrees.